there's an update in the case of two Christians facing blasphemy charges in Pakistan. Thailand's Karen refugees are being starved out, and a new ministry plane launches into service in Indonesia. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. A judge's ruling in a blasphemy case yesterday may be a glimmer of hope for Christians across Pakistan. Voice of the Martyrs USA continues to cover the story of Sandul Bibi and her father, Gulshar Masih. They both sat in prison for over a year. VOM's Todd Nettleton says,
"The good news that has come to our office from our staff is that they have now been found innocent of these charges. They have been set free, released from prison."
The pair was arrested on October 9, 2008, under the charge of tearing a page out of the Quran. Under the law, Christians can be held on charges against Islam for unlimited periods without evidence against them or a trial. But this new ruling may mean future change.
In the case of Sandul Bibi and Gulshar Masih, they've lost 14 or 15 months of their lives. But still, it is good news that Christians can find justice in Pakistan.
Meanwhile, in a recent trip to Southeast Asia, Vision Beyond Borders visited the Hunted in northern Thailand. The Karen are an ethnic people group ruthlessly hunted by the Myanmar junta and Buddhist armies. Soldiers have burnt Karen fields and homes. Over half of these Karen are believers. Vision Beyond Borders partners provide food for the Karen victims, and the children are traumatized by their parents' violent deaths. And it's here that the team acts as the hands and feet of Christ. So pray that God sustains and protects the Karen believers. You're listening to Mission Network News. For one Michigan family, their concern with Myanmar has led to their family doubling in size. Assist News says that Jim and Karen Jacobson may be the first American couple ever to adopt Karen children without foreign birth certificates. Through Jim's work with Christian Freedom International, he learned of eight refugee children in need of a home. After nearly 18 months of delays, the Jacobsons brought the kids home, where they'll learn about a loving God that they may never have heard of otherwise. Next, the newest piece of missionary aviation technology is on its way to Indonesia to serve a pioneer in missionary aviation. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Kodiak airplane is on its way to their base in Kalimantan. MAF's Manager of Aviation Services, Rocky Mason, says the plane is larger, flies faster, and burns jet fuel, which is cheaper. He says this new aircraft will help the church in dramatic ways.
They do a lot of flying trainers out to the local pastors, to the people, to give them the type of training that they need to be able to shepherd a small church or whatever, or to go out and evangelize.
Mason says bigger and faster does have its downside.
It carries more, but it also burns more fuel. So that's going to be one of the things that we're going to have to work hard on, is raising the support to enable the local pastor who jumps on the airplane to be able to afford one of those seats.
For a dollar a day, you can join MAF's Adopt a Plane program to help. Go to missionnetworknews.org and we'll connect you. Pray for safety as the plane continues its journey. And Asian Access observes an important anniversary this month. Their leadership development program in Japan just marked 30 years, and 189 pastors helped to celebrate. Asian Access's president, Joe Handley, says ministry's come a long way since 1979.
The word on the street for Japan for decades has been it's a missionary's graveyard.
Not anymore. ANA picks a dozen church leaders to be part of an accelerated two-year training program. They develop church multiplication teams. The goal? To deploy 100 church multiplication teams more.
Over the next 2 to 3 years, we hope to double the amount of networks that we have in Japan. And these networks are turning to be a model for other countries as well.
An added benefit is that the strategy unifies the church body.
You see remarkable fruit from church planting movements that have birthed essentially from this Leadership Development Institute that launched in Japan.
Can you help? Our website will point you in the right direction. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon, a compilation of stories about the underground church in China. If you'd like to receive a copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. This book will help you understand the challenges facing the underground church in China. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.